is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back. Just me and Del now the rest of the way this week. Lance, lazy. Just works 3 hours a day because lazy. All right, Del, let's look at college football. We did the pros. When is your podcast kick up?
I just had some things to do at home last couple weeks, but I'm going to start it next week. We'll be back. Makes some sense for me. SEC is back in full force, and the Big Ten is not right around the corner, but that's coming back. So we'll be back next week. I've done some podcasts during the summer interviewing some athletes who have missed out on their season because of COVID, a couple of people. But, yeah, full-fledged college football stuff will be back starting next week.
Okay. What did you learn from the SEC last week?
I learned that people are now comparing Florida to LSU of last year. They see the college.
Really?
Yes, I've heard that quite a bit.
I haven't.
I have. If you listen to pretty much any college football podcast, you will hear those comparisons. Partly because Kyle Trask was okay last year, and Joe Burrow was okay in 18, and then Kyle Trask in his first start in 19 was spectacular, and we know what Joe Burrow was. And then you talk about the LSU defense last year, so got off to a tough start. Florida's defense got off to a really tough start. People are trying to draw parallels. That's what I've heard. And other things, I don't think the Big 12, as it stands right now, doesn't deserve a spot in the CFP. It's early. Things can change. Losses may from other conferences may determine if they get in or not. But I don't see a CFP-worthy team right now.
You don't see
whether it be Oklahoma State, which is your favorite, and others.
Well, obviously Oklahoma losing was.
Oklahoma, but they lost to K-State last year, and they overcame that. And Texas, who should have an L on their resume, but Texas Tech decided to go brain dead with special teams late in that game. I don't know currently that I believe a Big 12 school should make the CFP. With Ohio State coming back, that if they win their games, that takes away a spot. And I think if you're the Pac-12 and you're Oregon, you're like, yeah, we may only play seven games, but did you look at the Big 12? What's so great about that conference? Why are you going to keep us out just because we're playing less games than them?
Yeah. No, the Big 12 is hurting so far.
They have to.
It has not been a good. And Texas was struggling at Tech.
Yeah.
Oklahoma losing. Oklahoma State almost losing to Tulsa. I mean, and Iowa State losing to Lafayette, and Kansas State losing, and Kansas getting blown out by Coastal Carolina. I mean, it's just a.
The problem for them, because of the way it's set up now, there is no marquee game that one of the Big 12 teams can point to from outside the conference. Like, Texas can't go, no, the LSU game would have meant more before what Miss State did to them. But Texas can't go, we went into LSU and won a game. So, yeah, we might have struggled with Tech, but we have that on our – no, you don't have that.
Mm-mm.
So you're going to be playing each other, and you're going to have to ask people to determine, is it really a quality win, or are you just playing each other and – all of you are average, and you just happen to win out or something.
I say Texas probably would have loved to play LSU this year, but not the Texas I saw playing Tech.
Not the defense that Tech,
no.
That Texas put out there.
No. All right, so Florida's 17.5 over South Carolina. I think that's a bit much, but we'll see if Kyle Trask can. I mean, he did look good. There's no question about it. But they didn't look great defensively against Ole Miss.
No, now South
Carolina. And neither did LSU last year early on.
No. Now, South Carolina does not play the same style of football offensively that Ole Miss does. They're more pro-style.
Right.
Mike Bobo came over from Colorado State, was a Georgia offensive coordinator in the past. So that is a pro-style type deal with maybe some spread elements. That is a lot of points. I was listening to a podcast today. Will Muschamp is 2-6 in this game because he was 1-3 at Florida playing South Carolina, and I think against the spread, and 1-3 at South Carolina against Florida. He's coached at both schools, and his record in the game is 2-6. Just a quirk of coaching at two SEC schools. I don't like it. I think it's a lot, but I think I'll take Florida to cover.
Yeah, I would too. I don't know, Allen, Bullcrap, Dell. Stupid Hurricane fan.
What's his issue?
I don't know.
What, about the Big 12?
I don't know what he's pissed at you about.
You can be more specific. I'm not sure what I said that was so...
And it was so egregious.
Yeah, what did I say about the Big 12 that got you so upset? So, I didn't even mention Miami.
No, but you're known as a stupid Hurricane fan.
That's fine. Undefeated. Thank you.
Oklahoma State, I like -22.5 at Kansas because Kansas.
Kansas stinks. Is Spencer Sanders going to get any time? Or are they gonna...
I don't care. You know what?
Illingworth... Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to figure out as far as their hopes going forward.
Illingworth looks good. You know, Spencer Sanders, they have to have him if they're gonna make any noise nationally. But Illingworth can take care of Kansas business. That's for sure. Texas A&M is catching 18 at Alabama. I don't know. I think that's a good number
for.
Oh, he's a Florida. Florida ain't this year's LSU.
I didn't say. Hey, could you add some critical thinking to your ears?
He's a stupid Florida fan.
No, he said Florida ain't LSU, right?
He did. Well, that's what you said, that they ain't.
I didn't say that. What I said was people are saying that. You said, what? You didn't believe it.
They ain't LSU.
Yeah, stupid Allen. Listen to your guy, the guy you're texting.
Yeah.
He said it.
No,
I'm just told,
Florida sucks.
I just told him.
Bing, bing, that's all. Florida
all I
blows.
Said is people are saying that. Yeah. Allen.
Allen. Jerk.
Alabama A&M. A&M looks the part, except when you actually have to play football. Like if you line them up. Like, oh, that looks like a big-time team. And then they have to play football.
Yeah.
And then they don't look so much. Look, Kellen Mond is who he is. I mean, we got to stop pretending like he's going to take a jump. He is what he is.
Until he proves otherwise. When have we seen Kellen Mond in a huge situation?
Clemson a couple years ago, he played pretty well in that game. And then against LSU, he kept making throws. But that's who he be until proven otherwise. So am I going to... Is Allen still texting you?
Yeah, he's an FSU fan, not a Florida fan.
Well, you guys suck.
Because you said Florida is this year's LSU. He's like...
I didn't say that.
You said people said that.
Yeah, right. Don't get upset
with
me.
But he's a Florida State honk, which is the worst. I mean, how can you...
Why are
you
talking?
You have to not talk at all about college football,
about
Allen. Allen, Florida State doesn't even play college
you
football.
You got 52 put on you. The most points ever scored in that game. Stop talking.
Your team blows.
You lost to Georgia Tech, who sucks.
Stop. All right, Allen. You can't talk about college football. He's a Browns fan, too.
At least they're 2-1.
But they suck.
They do.
It's the worst organization in all the sports.
They do, but they got a chance to go 3-1 against your favorite Cowboys.
Do they?
Yes, they're playing the Cowboys. Yes, they do.
Do they? But
probably
do
not.
They, though?
Probably not. They're probably going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
I wish I could feel better about A&M, but I don't. I feel like...
I think it's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Until A&M proves otherwise, come on, Aggies, show up. Well, show up tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing about A&M. I know you paid Jimbo what you paid him because you wanted to elevate yourself past who you are, but are they just maybe an 8-win program? I mean, RC had a couple years, certainly, when they were good. But much as they hate Kevin Sumlin, he's one of the winningest coaches of all time.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is where you prove otherwise. You've just got to prove otherwise.
They've invested to prove otherwise.
If they show up and get their ass handed to them again, it's just another, goodness gracious, come on. How about stepping up in a big situation against a good team and doing something? Let's go, Jimbo. Let's go.
I'm just going through their coaches. And Sumlin, I know, he had to go. But Sherman.
Well, he went to Alabama and won a game.
I know, yeah, first season. Sherman, meh. RC was good, certainly, in the 90s. Had those.
Well,
four,
he was their best coach ever.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't. Four straight 10-plus win seasons and had another one in 98 when they won the Big 12, so beating Kansas State. But go through their seasons in the modern football. They're pretty much hovering around 7-8 wins a year. They maybe a jump here and there. Maybe this is who they are.
You know what? You need to see them competitive in this.
Yeah.
You see, that's the problem with the Texans right now is they just haven't been competitive. You knew they were going to lose. There's a good chance they lose. The better chance they lose all three of these games than even go one. I think it was the odds were they lose all three of these games because they were underdog in all of them. That's just who they are. But you want to see them be competitive. Aggies, be competitive
put
against
a scare
Alabama.
Put into them or something.
How about take a 2-point halftime lead?
or something.
Or maybe you were within a score and going into the fourth quarter with the ball or something.
Something.
Make people believe.
Something. You know what? I don't believe that the Aggies are going to win. No. But if they come out of there, then you can't. There's nothing. There's no moral victories. Yes, there is
for them.
That would be a moral victory if they come away with a 4-point loss.
You assert
huge,
even a touchdown. You would gain a certain level of respect that some people don't have for you if you push Alabama and make them fight and make them put a drive together to put you away in the fourth quarter. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, A&M. You know how you. Let's look at what happened last week with them. You know how many people were like, okay, Vanderbilt, you played with that team. With all your COVID stuff, guys opting out, you're Vanderbilt, and you were within a score of the number 10 team in the country at the time?
You gotta
do something like that. Now, I know you're not Vanderbilt, but the difference between you and Vanderbilt is probably less than the difference between you and Alabama, it feels like. So go out there and put a scare in Alabama. Then if you win, great. If you don't, it's your toughest game of the year, probably, and it speaks about where you are as a program if you push them. Right now, there's not a lot of belief from people.
No, there's next to none. So, 18 is the number.
That is what people think of you, and you entered the season as a top 10 team, and people think you're not even within you're barely within 3 touchdowns of Alabama.
You like Texas giving 11.5 to TCU?
Gary Patterson loves playing Texas. He is really good against them. I think he's won 6 out of 8 straight up.
But, Tom Herman is good against...
Not as a favorite, he's not.
Not as a favorite, but he's good against lesser teams. And you know what? TCU's a lesser team.
Look at the number. He's not good against TCU.
No.
He's not. Look, we know how Oklahoma is Texas's big game. This is TCU's game. This is the game they're at their best for. And you look at Gary Patterson against Tom Herman over the last couple of years. Against the number, Tom Herman, he might be 0-3. I think Gary Patterson's 2-1 maybe straight up against. Is Herman in his fourth year?
This is his fourth.
I think if you look at them against TCU, I think he's 1-2 against TCU so far. So I'm taking Patterson and the number. I don't know about winning straight up. They won in Tom Herman's first year, 24-7, when that was TCU's last year. They went 11-3. In 18, Texas got them by 2 scores. But I think last year, TCU beat them. I'm looking that up right now. Let's see. Does it come up? Yeah, TCU won by 10. He's 2-1 against Herman. So I like TCU on the number.
Huh. I don't know. TCU. I'm watching them last week. That was pitiful.
It was pitiful with your backup. Didn't Duggan do some things last week?
They pulled Duggan because he can't throw.
I don't know how much he'll play, but I like TCU against Texas because I like Patterson against Herman. I like them to play within the number.
Lance says the lines are jamming up at Whataburger.
He's lying.
Huh?
He's lying.
No, he's not.
For the what? It's spicy chicken?
Yeah, spicy chicken sandwich.
It didn't come out today. It's been out since the 29th, I think.
Doesn't matter. It's jammed up. People fighting in the parking lot.
Lance is lying, I think.
They're fighting in the parking lot.
Did he send a picture?
Yeah, he said there's a little duck walking, and a little chicken walking on the road.
Is that a spicy chicken, though? It looks like a bland, normal chicken to me. Don't spice on that chicken.
Man, Alan, the Liftback's coming after you.
For what?
Because he just thinks.
Hey, Alan,
stupid hurricane.
I'm probably gonna feel a little differently next week when they have to go to Clemson. But Alan, what's more disconcerting to you, the fact that we've beaten you 4 times in a row, or that the scores have gotten progressively worse?
What position does Patterson and Herman play? That's stupid, Dell.
They coach. I don't. You know how important coaching is?
Not apparently not.
Look,
I'll tell you what might be the best game of the weekend. Memphis SMU.
Is Memphis going to be able to get through a game?
It's a pick 'em. They're both really good teams. They both like to fire it around. That's a good football game. I kind of like SMU at home in this one.
And they played last year on a Saturday night. I don't know if Game Day went to Memphis, but they did. It was a primetime game, and Memphis came out on top. I like SMU here.
I like SMU here, too. That's going to be fun. Although SMU's defense... is not good, their offense can make up for it. Bichelle can play.
Yeah, Memphis.
But so can White.
Well, Memphis' defense isn't good. They're better than SMU's, but on the road, I don't like Memphis stopping SMU.
Nope, nope, nope. 10:15 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to. Uh-oh. Alan is on the other side.
Alan called me out first.
He's going to call. You want to go? Let's go. Florida State against Miami next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Great for Houston sports.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Turn over chain. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Turnover chain, really?
Yeah, they played this song a couple times during the broadcast when Florida State was turning the ball over.
Let's get Alan in here because he's got something for you. Let's go, Alan. You better bring
it. Yeah, it's a day late for Pro J Shirt Thursday, so Del can refute this, but Del knows the truth. First of all, Del, because you're a Hurricane, I will talk slower.
Okay.
I heard you. Okay.
All right.
Go on.
You just make that one up?
No.
Jimbo ruined Florida State, all right? Nobody cheated better than my Seminoles until Jimbo screwed that up. So tell Kellen Mond to go steal some crab claws if he wants to be a real quarterback and beat Alabama.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Miami, until Miami starts getting players arrested again, they'll never be back all the way, Del. And most importantly, do not jump on my Browns bandwagon. You're not worthy.
Ooh. You said they were 2-1. You were loving them, slurping them up.
They're the greatest 2-1 team in the history of the Cleveland Browns right now for the last 30 years.
Well, that's the first time they've been 2-1 in 30 years.
Well, I'm only 55 years old. It's the second time it's happened. Leave me alone. Whose side are you on, John?
I'm not on your side, that's for sure, because you're Florida State and Brown
Haunt. That's how I know I'm on the right side.
Is that right? Get rid of him.
Not really.
Get rid of him.
You want? That's your friend.
He's not my friend.
He has your number, doesn't he?
Yes.
All right, kid.
A lot of people and a lot of enemies have my number.
Look, I'm not even going to dignify any of that nonsense. I mean,
it was nonsensical.
I mean, okay, fine. Okay, whatever. Just take your 52-10 ass whooping. That's all. Four years of this, Alan. I had to sit through 7 years of some combination of Randy Shannon and Al Golden. Now you have your version. Mike Norvell's your Al Golden.
Yep.
Just accept it. It's coming. Yeah. And you're stuck with him, too, much like Miami, because you don't have any money to get rid of him, because you're still paying off Willie Taggart's buyout. You have to pay for Mike Norvell's ineptitude. No, congratulations.
That's terrible. The Browns are terrible. The Florida State's terrible. Everything in Allen's life, terrible.
Yeah, I don't know his personal life. That might be going great, but the football teams you root for are trash.
They really are. He had a good run, for like 25 years.
Yeah, Florida State, I mean, the Bobby Bowden years.
Yeah, over.
You had that lost decade where you guys weren't good and then Jimbo brought you back. That's fine.
How can a program go from that great to this crappy? It is amazing.
Well, I mean, it's speaking from experience. You keep making bad hires. Now, who knows? I'm joking about Norvell. I don't know how bad he will be. But Jimbo quit on them. At least that's their perspective.
Well, Jimbo felt like they quit on him. They wouldn't spend the money to upgrade the facilities. He was losing the recruiting wars because of it.
That's the back and
forth.
He
also won a national championship for him.
I'm not taking away from what Jimbo did, but yeah. they are of the opinion that he left them at an awful place, considering how close they were from winning a title. That a couple years later, they're where they are now. They put some of that on him, and then Willie Taggart couldn't dig him out of it. Now it's Norvell's turn. There's still bitter feelings about the placement of the program when Jimbo left.
And it's reciprocal.
I'm sure.
Yep. He felt like they did much the same. They didn't give him everything. That's why Texas A&M has all the money in the world. That was one of the big reasons he went there. They're going to spend money. They're going to do it right. And you know what? It's going to take a little time. Like you said, you go back in history. This is what the Aggies are. And you got to somehow, some way, dig your way, claw your way up to being better. That's all.
Yeah. And
everybody expects that, oh, well, Jimbo, this is what, his third year?
Yes.
Yeah, third year. He should be, well, we'll see. We'll see this week how much progress they've made.
Yeah, because
he does have some good – his last couple recruiting classes are
really good.
Really good.
And they've shown flashes, and we talk about being close and making competitive, and who knows what will happen if it is in the fourth quarter. But the Clemson game was a prime example. Was that his first year? His first year, Clemson came to town, and the Aggies are right there with them, and they pushed them, and that's where people thought, okay, maybe you have something to Kellen Mond. What Jimbo's going to have to do is go find him a quarterback like he found at Florida State. He had good ones. I mean, we can talk about why Ponder and E.J. Manuel were first-round picks, but he developed them into that. Then he finally find his transformational one in Jameis. He's going to have to find that guy. That's how you change a program around, because they have a lot surrounding that position. If you could find a guy that's not only transformational talent-wise, but also as a leader, a guy – people want to play for and work for at the quarterback position. When was the last time that A&M had that? I mean, Johnny, and as much as we can talk about Johnny's flaws, because he was who he was, they won 11 games his first year.
Yep.
They need to find that guy.
They need to find that guy. And Kellen Mond ain't that guy.
No.
He ain't that guy. So we'll see. You know, you got it. That's the key. Get that quarterback in there. Looks like Texas has their guy for the future. He's coming in not this year, next year, right? He's just a junior?
Yeah, he's playing his junior year of high school right now.
Yep. So his junior year or he's playing his senior year?
He's playing his junior year. He's a 2022 kid. Oh,
that's right. That's a little ways to wait.
Well, if they get Ellinger to return for another year, because he can if he wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
And why not?
Is he a pro prospect?
Why not?
Okay. I guess you answered my question.
I you ought to think about that. Okay. About going back. Hey, does he look like a pro quarterback to you?
He doesn't look like a pro quarterback who will be guaranteed a spot on a roster if he gets drafted. He looks like a guy who might be a practice squad guy for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. We got to play this. Lane Kiffin was on the teleconference for this week's game. Go to TMZ, TMZ.com. We got to play this, Del. And do you ever do this? You're ever talking to somebody on the phone, well, and you're talking, and you have to flush the toilet?
I would mute the phone.
You mute the phone.
Yeah.
But if you're talking while you're doing it, and you got to get out, and you want to get out of the bathroom real quick, you flush it and run out. Hope that they don't hear because you're talking over it. But, yeah, you just mute the phone.
And,
mute it.
And honestly, I try to avoid the poo talk combination, or even the pee talk combination. I try to avoid it, but if it's unavoidable, I mute the phone.
Right. But then you got to talk, and if you're peeing, and chances are you'll hear that, unless you hit the side of the bowl where the water isn't.
I like to pause the stream.
You do?
If I have to talk, I'll pause the stream.
Oh, see, I'll hit the side of the bowl where there's no water. Now it splashes up, and you gotta.
I understand the mechanics of it.
Right.
Like I said, much like I could pause the stream here, I just on our actual app, I do that. I go, oh, okay, I'm talking, and then when I'm done talking and they're back talking, I'll unpause. But here's Lane Kiffin from TMZ having his own moment.
I hear a line open. Kyle Campbell or Coach Kiffin, is that you?
Yep.
Hey, Coach, good morning. Thanks for being with us. While we wait on questions, you take a minute to comment on your team as you prepare for the Kentucky game?
Well, challenged with playing a really good team that's very physical and runs the ball really well and played great defense last year and in the first game and, you know, limit explosive plays. And
I mean, that's not even – you didn't try to hide anything.
A lot of stake here. Need to play.
No.
He was like, I don't know.
I'm living life.
Listen.
I'm a human being. I pee. I go to the bathroom.
You're right. Either he was wiping when it started or he was shaking. One of the two.
Either way,
like he didn't give a rat's ass.
He's got his own office and his own and his own bathroom. He didn't have to flush immediately.
Right.
He could have waited and gone back.
Yeah, but then you got that little pee stink in there. What if you had asparagus?
I've seen Lane on the sideline. I'm not sure if asparagus is his
Lane is putting some on.
Yeah.
I think he's just getting spicy chicken sandwiches every day.
From Chick-fil-A or Bojangles, wherever he's going.
Wherever he's going.
I watched him on the side. He had one of those gaiters on, but it was like LSU colors. I was like, did you watch the game?
Yeah.
He had one of the gaiters on, which you're required to. Now, he didn't have it over his face because college coaches aren't facing fines for that. It was like yellow and purple. I was like, that's an odd color choice. I know you weren't playing LSU, but maybe it's some organization he's promoting.
Maybe because Mississippi State was playing LSU, he was going LSU.
Maybe he was sending a message.
Maybe.
That was one of the early SEC games. Like, your entire camp, not campus, but your entire team is wearing the light blue jerseys for the first time with the light blue helmet. You got light blue all over the field, and you showed up to the game in like a press conference with a light blue Ole Miss baseball jersey on, and you wear a yellow and purple gator? Well, that's Lane being Lane, I guess.
Alan, what?
What's he want now?
Numb nuts. I'm driving through downtown Baton Rouge, shouting out the window, John Granato loves the Florida Gators. You're ruined here.
How many people know who you are?
So stupid. 1028 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about being a champion. Not like the Florida Gators. A real champion, like Champion Energy. Like saving as much money as you possibly can with your electricity. Now, the service is second to none. J.D. Power and Associates says it's the best. And listen, I mean, I've been talking about these people for 12 years, I think, on this show. And I just cannot tell you not. And listen, if you try it, you'll like it. I promise you. And then if not, you go for a year or you go for 2 years. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't know anybody that's gone to Champion Energy and said, nah. I don't know anybody. If you go to Champion Energy, you're going to be with Champion Energy forever. So go to champion.energy/1560. Start saving today. champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. I haven't seen any odds yet. What do you think the odds are for the Astros are going to be?
So win the series?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, though, because of the way that they played in Minnesota and because of... Now, they're still 31-31 on the year. So... So they're still a mediocre baseball team, but they have the playoff experience, and you know what? That's the first time that the A's have won an elimination game since the 70s.
Yeah, their manager talked about it feeling pretty good. Now, he said it's not like all of our guys have that stigma on them.
No.
But some of them do, of not being able to, you know, they lost the last couple wild card games.
Right.
So he said it was good to get that off their backs.
And let's face it, the A's are... Well, the Astros are a national team. The A's aren't. They lost Chapman. They don't have Bassett's really, really good. But then after that, I mean, who? Luzardo? Or they're not pitching Mike Fiers because he's scared. He's a little biznotch. They're and my, you know, I guess they'll throw him in game three. I don't know. We'll see. But the Astros are a national team. I don't think that they'll be that big an underdog, as big as they think. Now, this year the A's took care of the business, but that was all in Oakland. This is not in Oakland.
Yeah, they don't have that advantage.
No. You know what? I did. Whatever.
Are you
kind of
talking yourself into?
I'm talking myself into the Astros. Absolutely. Absolutely. What I saw them nutting up in the ninth inning in game one.
They scored runs late. Yeah.
Yep. I saw them nutting up in game two in the seventh and then the ninth.
Their margin for error, at least in my eyes, is so small with their pitching. Because once you get out of your starter slash long relievers, it gets really, really scary on a game-to-game basis.
Well, I think you can count on Taylor and Presley. After that, you're
limited. Why do you think you can count on Presley?
Because I saw him pitch.
Once? He pitched against the
right,
Twins?
Right.
The right. One time?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I would love the Astros if I felt that they weren't on a knife's edge as far as how a series can turn, because they have to go to, like you talked about yesterday, if they go with their formula from game one of the previous series, even though it won't be Greinke, let's say McCullers gets you five, whatever it is, and Fromber comes in, and you lose that game, and you're without and Fromber pitches four innings, and now you have to, I like them too because of what you said. I just feel like there's so much that has to go right for them. It's thin. The margins for them are thin. Unless their bats wake up, then it changes things. But we've been hoping for that all year.
Yeah, I think that the bats against the A's could wake up.
I hope so.
I
hope being at a neutral site, and Manny called in earlier, said they should feel good about playing in Dodger Stadium. They did win one there. Then they played. Did they play a three-game series or a two-game series in Dodger Stadium this year?
They played two-game.
And they won the first game.
Yep.
And their bats were pretty good, and I think, in that first one. So hopefully they feel okay. This is a place we do well in the postseason, and they feel good about it.
Yep. No, this is a lot of those guys have good feelings about that, right? We forgot to do the Coors Light Twitch chat.
Well, you can do that in the set during the break here.
I know. Unfortunately, I've got to get my News of the Weird ready.
Well, you can run through the stories with the people.
Yeah, I guess. I guess we could do that. But we got to do our Coors. I got to talk to the people.
Yeah.
How can I find stories while I'm talking to the people? My News of the Weird.
You can't do both?
Well, you're going to have to find some News of the Weird stories.
I don't particularly.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather talk to the people.
How about you do?
I'll talk to the.
You do the Coors Light chat.
I'll do that.
And I'll do it too while I can, but yeah, we'll both
I'll help
do it.
Out.
Okay. All right. That's what we'll do then. So let's get Anthony in here. He wants to talk about soft athletes. All athletes are soft, Anthony. You're right. What up?
Morning, guys. Great show. I kind of heard y'all talk about it yesterday, but, you know, it was too late for me to call in about it. But y'all were talking about the athlete that him and his whole team walked off the field because somebody called him the N-word the week before, and then somebody called him a gay slur. And Fred and AJ were saying, like, maybe because the take I had was they're just soft. But they were saying, like, I guess that's like an old mentality. But I'm 34 years old. I'm a black man. And my dad taught me, because I got called the N-word, like I told Fred and AJ when I was running track and cross country. And I just embarrassed that person. Like, me and my entire team made a point to embarrass that person that called me and a couple of my other teammates, you know, N-word. And walking off the field wasn't even, you know, a thought in our mind. Our thought was, oh, you think we're this? So we're going to show you how superior we are, you know, in regards to you, since that's how your family obviously raised you. So, and I can never imagine Michael Jordan being called that word from anybody and him just, oh, my God, guys, let's walk off the field. Like, that's just the most softest thing I've ever heard. So I just want to get your opinion on it. Yeah, have a blessed day.
I'm with you. I don't like, I mean, we're picking things now to just, let's not play. You know what? And I know that the athlete has a voice and everything else, but I'm with you. Show him. Go up. Kick him in the nuts. Do something. That dude that said something, let's go. Go to blows. Start punching him in the face. Whatever the case may be, but walking off the Bucks walking off the court, I get it. They were trying to make a statement, I don't know that they achieved what they wanted to achieve. I don't know. I'm not going to tell people how to protest or do what they, but if it was me, I'm with you, Anthony. I want to show those guys, hey, screw you, you're wrong. And forever, I think African-Americans have been showing. I mean, Jesse Owens, it started it. You know, we'll show you. Watch, you white supremacists, really? Hitler, how's this taste?
In that scenario that Anthony described, they did not walk off the field due to the racial slur.
It was homophobic.
They continued to play. Right. This was a separate incident for a different player the next week. I believe they were leading 3-1 at the time, and they accused an opposing team player of using a gay slur. And then they said they've had enough. They said, we went through this last week. We played the game, and we're not going to do this again. I don't know where I would be because I've never experienced that one where I haven't been on either side. I haven't had a teammate do that to someone, and I haven't been on the side where a teammate has that done to them. I don't have a strong opinion on what you should do because it wasn't the athlete himself who said, okay, I'm done here. It was the team,
yeah,
who took it upon themselves.
I don't like the precedent that they're setting. I don't. I like let's go show them as opposed and let's just quit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's quitting other than, hey man, we're gonna bring it. We're gonna make it known that you did this and you should pay for it.
Well, we're gonna make it. We'll make it known anyway, and then go kick their ass.
Well, they were kicking their ass. It was 3-1.
Right, and so they walked off the field.
Just say, hey, this person did this.
Yeah.
He should be punished. Now, last in the previous incident with the N-word, the player was cut who was accused of it. I don't know what's going to happen to the player from this most recent round of hate, but we'll see. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. In fact, they were in the middle of a playoff chase. They weren't locked in to make it, but they were trying to get in. And with the forfeit, it's going to hurt their chances quite a bit. So they hurt themselves.
They let that guy hurt them.
Well, the team as a whole said, "Nah, we're not playing this game."
Or kick their ass and then afterwards say, "This guy said this."
This is their form of protest for standing up, and this is the path they chose.
You're right, and I'm not picking their form of protest.
Yeah.
And they thought that was the right thing to do. I'm just saying, I would prefer the old school way. Let's go kick their ass.
Yeah, I'm not sure it will be a thing that everyone does because they didn't even do it the first time it happened to them.
Well, no, but the Bucks walked off instead of...
But it wasn't because a teammate said something.
No.
I mean, a team did something to them.
No, right. And we've seen it for years, and like you said, in Europe. You know what? I mean, that would be... And Anthony said it. It gave us more incentive.
Yeah.
Let's go show them.
And those the ones that happen in Europe are very... A very different thing, I feel like, particularly because most of the time that player is the isolated one black player, one black person. Because you're playing in Italy or you're playing in France or France doesn't have a really small black population. There are black people really everywhere, but that's a little different. I don't know the makeup of Anthony's team, but when it's like 40,000 or 50,000 people and they're chanting monkey at you.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the same as a guy at a track meet called you that. I don't know. I mean,
that is different.
Yeah,
that's. I don't know. What do you walk off the field then too?
Well, some people have. I don't know if the games themselves have been canceled, but I've seen those videos where the players like, no, not today. You can't throw a. You're not going to throw a banana at me and then yell chants at me. And now it's not the entire crowd, but enough of them where he hears it. He goes, nah, I'm out. I think it's a little different when it's, I don't know, maybe a section of the crowd doing it as opposed to at your track meet, Anthony. But hey, everyone should cope with it the way they want to. And in this case, that team was like, no, we're not playing. I don't know what's going to happen to that player. I think they're still investigating the incident.
Yeah. 10:42 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird. And, oh, by the way, get on Twitch, ESPN 975 Twitch, and let's go. I will answer your questions or have or your thoughts right now. ESPN 975 on Twitch. Let's get this thing going.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
That is News of the Weird. Thank you. Thanks, fake Tony Stark. We appreciate it. All right. That was our Coors Light Twitch thing that we do. But y'all were weak today. You didn't even bring it. I'm a little disappointed in all you Twitch people. All right? A little bit. Did you see the Domino's pizza delivery driver? He was at the front door. And he apparently they deliver Ben and Jerry's ice cream, too.
I didn't know that was part of their deal.
I didn't know that either. But as he's got the pizza in his hand and he's got the ice cream in his right hand, and he must have had an itch because he started rubbing his crotch with the... Now, it wasn't open or anything, but he just rubbed his crotch with the container with the ice cream in it. Is that as egregious as licking the ice cream? No.
It's not, but as a former delivery driver, there are things you don't do. One of the things is people don't like when you walk on their grass, when you're walking up to their door. The other thing is don't rub their food on your crotch. Now, it's kind of nonsensical because you're wearing clothing and you're not touching anything, but people don't like the imagery. You know better. Don't rub their food on your person. It's pretty simple. Now, if you take a corner too fast and the pizza gets misaligned, open the box and straighten it up.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that, but I've never rubbed their food on my crotch.
No, well, but if you had an itch and you don't have any hands available.
I guess you're just itching.
Yeah. I mean, you probably got some kind of crabs or something. You ought to take care of that first before you start delivering, I think.
I don't know if... Okay. If you do have crabs, yes, take care of it.
Yeah, take care of that. In Florida, well, this happened yesterday. Patrons at a 7-Eleven got a show as a woman stood in the front door just outside a 7-Eleven. In St. Petersburg, and was masturbating.
Now,
you want to go to a 7-Eleven and have to walk around the woman who's pleasuring herself right there?
There's always the important question, the one you always ask: what does she look like?
She looks like she'd be. She's not. She's 28 years old. She's not horrific, but I still don't think I want that, especially if it's one of their burritos. You know what I'm saying?
What is the matter with you? Was it with the burrito?
Yeah. I don't know what she was using, but I just don't want any of it. She continuously, vigorously rubbed herself.
Did she complete the task?
Well, I don't know. Did cops get there? I don't know. I don't know how long she takes.
Because you are making a statement if you decide you're just going to masturbate in the 7-Eleven. I'm gonna choose maybe she was off her meds or something.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. She's not a makeup fan, but you know what? She's not horrific. I just don't want to see it. I think I'd rather go to a 7-Eleven without that going on.
So you're saying if you were, you know, walking, just taking a nice walk and the woman made a left into the 7-Eleven, you just assume she's getting Gatorade, not that she was going to drop trowel and start touching herself.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's what she looks
That's
like.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Right. Canadian strippers are pissed. Apparently, the government is being discriminatory. They had to force all of the strip clubs down after one club had a massive outbreak. Do you think that the government is discriminating against strippers? And should they?
I don't think they are. As we have found out in this country, COVID can reach even the highest of the highs in terms of the elite. And the government's just trying to make sure you guys are healthy. Either you don't catch it or you don't from a patron or you don't pass it on. That's fine. They're not out to get you.
Yeah.
We know COVID is real. It's okay. Think of it as the government trying to keep you safe, strippers.
Yeah, I think they're just discriminating against strippers. Nah. They're just trying to find some reason. Hoes got to eat too. Okay.
I have always contended you're not a guaranteed hoe if you're a stripper. You have thought otherwise.
A third of Americans would spend over $500 to have one day of zero stress right now. How much would you spend?
Nothing. All of my days are talking about.
Mine too.
I'm not stressed ever.
Me too.
Kinda. I'm trying to think the last time I was stressed. Like, legit, it compromised my day.
Yeah.
I mean, the most stress I have is like, oh, there's some traffic. That's annoying. I get it. Is that what they're talking about? Because I guess I have a little stress with traffic. But other than that, I'm not. Like, my day is over. I can be at home by 11:45. How stressful could my day be?
Yeah.
I would be the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person, too. I'm not spending anything on a stress-free day.
No.
I'm pretty much there now.
I'm good, thank you.
Prince's is coming back. Are you excited?
That restaurant?
Yeah, the burger place.
I've never been to one.
The longtime burger destination found a new home in the Sharpstown Park Golf Course.
Are you going to Prince's at Sharpstown? What? The Sharpstown Country Club? You want to go to Prince's?
It's not a country club.
That's what it's called. In the Sharpstown Country Club.
Golf course.
I'm looking at it online.
Hey, it's not a country club because it's not private.
All I'm saying is
Sharpstown Park Golf Course.
That's what they have it online.
Well, country club's not right. And I don't think so.
Why? You were excited. You sounded excited about coming back.
But
you don't want to go to Sharpstown for a burger? What's wrong with Sharpstown?
No, I love Sharpstown.
Mm-hmm.
I used to.
Elitist. You're an elitist. You're like, I'm not sitting. I'm not going there.
Their greens are too furry.
I've got Wildcat when I want to eat.
Yeah, right. No, hey, I went and ate Wildcat yesterday. Delicious. They had a gumbo yesterday that was unbelievable.
We're getting people chiming in with we talked about the What a Spicy Chicken sandwich earlier.
Yeah.
They're saying it's better than Popeye's. Not better than Chick-fil-A. That's one person. Also, I had someone else say it's really good, too.
So Chick-fil-A is overrated. Krispy Kreme offering free Halloween donuts to anyone who shows up in costume. Are you going to show up in costume at Krispy Kreme to get a free donut?
I've dressed up like 3 times for Halloween in the last 15 years, and it's always been the same thing. I've been Quail Man from Doug. If you type in Quail Man, it's ridiculous, the costume. But no, because I'm guaranteeing you those Halloween donuts are going to be glazed. And I don't F with glazed.
Well, and they got purple and orange and black and all
of
them.
Are they serving cake donuts?
Yeah, no.
Then nobody,
no. It's Krispy Kreme.
I'm not dressing
they
up,
They don't
though.
Do that.
All right, then. I'm not dressing up.
Well, then don't go. No one wants you there anyway.
You asked me. I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, they're not going to get the joy
Krispy
of seeing
Kreme's
me dressed
like,
up as Quail Man.
Bill ain't coming.
Yeah. I don't,
bringing that attitude.
You're right, because if you're only serving... You're only serving glaze. You're doing me a disservice.
Scientists is claiming that there's a 1 in 3 chance our universe and us are in a simulation. This is not real. This is just a simulation of what life is really like.
So are they saying I'm plugged into something? And this is the life they gave me? Someone must hate me then.
Yeah. But maybe you're not. It's not really you.
Oh, there's someone... I'm an avatar for someone else.
For someone,
why would someone want to pick this life? A life where a guy doesn't like going out.
Yeah, well, because he kind of have every life.
Drink. But whose life did they give this to?
Jeffrey Epstein's got to be a person.
That's true.
Hitler had to be a person.
That's true. But if you're Hitler.
Great people are got to be. President Trump's got to be a person.
If you're living a life where your virtual reality is Hitler, you had a pretty, a good life,
Why did I get him? Why did I get him?
You're powerful. You led a country.
Yeah.
And then, you shot yourself in a bunker. Or you fled to Argentina. I don't know.
Apparently, students in Calgary were suspended. They recorded the principal using the N-word. So they got suspended.
The principal didn't like being secretly recorded?
Yeah.
What happens to the principal?
So how come it's okay for you to say the N-word? Principal Leanne Anderson asked a group of black students questioning their use of the word.
And she said it out loud, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how many times I have to say this. When will people learn? What is the urge for a non-black person to say it? What's the urge? There's nothing good comes from it.
Just say N-word.
I'm not against you reprimanding the kids in your school for saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But why? What's the urge to say the full word? You need to talk to your people, John.
Are you excited? Jim Carrey is going to be Joe Biden and Maya Rudolph is going to be Kamala.
No, that's the guy. That's the running back for the Saints.
Kamala.
It's Kama than the law. Kamala. I don't care. I haven't watched SNL in years.
No, but this might be something to watch.
I don't care about Jim Carrey so much. I do like Maya Rudolph, so I might watch it for that.
Yeah. I think she'd be a good. It'll be interesting.
She's done it in the past, and there people are like, when Kamala Harris was named the running mate, everyone tweeted Maya Rudolph. Oh, you got your gig back.
Time to talk about, speaking of get your big gig back, how about getting your business back with HRP? HRP.net, 281-880-6525. And you will love what they do. We love them here. We really, really do. They have helped so much through these hard times. And if your business has not been helped by your payroll company and your HR company, then, you know, and here's the deal. Unemployment claims, you got to deal with all that. How about letting your payroll company and your HR company deal with all that stuff? Because it ain't easy. There's nothing easy about that stuff. So let them take – how about dealing with all your taxes? Have they taken care of that business for you? If you're looking for the company that's going to take care – be knowledgeable, have service second to none, to be the best at what they do, that's ours. HRP.net, locally owned and operated, and they are – awesome. Owned by University of Houston left tackle. He is, Mike Holly is awesome. Is awesome, awesome, awesome. And he's put together an unbelievable team that is going to make your business skyrocket after all of this is through. So if you're looking for the best payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!